Well, the stock market was down again on Monday to begin the week. Dow was down 163 points. We're up this morning at the opening bell. Nearly 100 points for the Dow, 14 for the S&P. I'm Bob Clark. It's time for our stock update today here on News Radio KKOB, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the big news that the stock market and everyone's waiting for the stats tomorrow on inflation. So can you tell us how that might impact the stock market?
Well, we're seeing the market up today, and we're seeing oil down below $100 a barrel. Gold is down as well, down to 1789. But, you know, Bob, I think we're still going to have some stagflation. Let's first look at last month's Consumer Price Index. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, or I like to call it statistics, all the items we use, less food and energy, which rose over 6% in the last 12 months. Now, many on Wall Street are saying inflation is peak, hence we see the market going up today. The S&P 500 rose 1.5% last week in anticipation that tomorrow's inflation numbers will show that prices are not rising as quickly.
Okay. You don't seem convinced, though, that inflation is subsiding or that the Fed's raising of interest rates will cool off the economy and create a soft landing.
Well, they use smoke and mirrors, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So first of all, let's see how this agency determines inflation. They take a sampling of all the stuff we use, services, shelter, et cetera. They calculate the change from previous month, but it does not include the cost of food and energy, which is up over 36% for energy and 10% for food. But if anybody's gone to the grocery store or going out to eat, it doesn't seem like 10% increase in prices is the right number, right? Again, oil has dropped 20% from its peak a few months ago. Gasoline is still up 50% from what it was last year. And again, a gallon of gas nationwide is about $5 a gallon. Here in Albuquerque, it's probably about $4.50. But that may be temporary because as this war in Ukraine grinds on, and next week, Bob, President Biden is going to Saudi Arabia hat in hand to ask him to do more production. But again, they really don't have the production to give us. And if anybody's read the book Twilight in the Desert, they understand that Saudi Arabia is limited on what they can do for our oil. And then, Bob, you know, we're seeing civil strife worldwide. Take Sri Lanka, for example. They had oil, gasoline shortages. Public rioted. They toppled the government, sent the president running for cover, and rioters took over his house, his presidential palace in the capital of Colombo.
Well, now, you're not saying that the U.S. will become a banana republic like Sri Lanka, are you?
No, but, you know, I guess you can fool some of the people some of the time, but, you know, I'll let you finish it.
Okay, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. Now, are you saying that inflation is real? Do you think the government, through the Bureau of Labor Statistics, will tweak the numbers tomorrow to make the economy seem like we're getting back on track?
Yeah, Wall Street this morning seems to think, hey, we're getting back on track. They'll say inflation has subsided, but the truth when it comes out is that prices are still increasing, even if they raise interest rates. Again, we don't see that increase in supply. You know, supply-side economics works great when it's coupled with monetary policy. The modern monetary theorists think they can use hedonics, which is basically what Alan Greenspan said, Bob, chicken tastes like beef, or the Tesla car is cheaper than the Ford pickup when you include the pleasure factor that the Tesla brings you.
Well, look, when it comes to a lot of government stats as it relates to the economy and the markets, it's always about expectations and whether those expectations are met or not. So are you saying the stock market could rally big time tomorrow?
Yes, and we're seeing that, you know, a little bit today. It may be a little bit of a carryover tomorrow. But again, there's got to be a change in direction of our policymakers in Washington and Santa Fe. You know, they basically are trying to limit supply of energy, and that just doesn't work. The public is getting fed up with its higher prices, and again, they'll keep talking about, you know, lowering prices and inflation is peaking. But I like to quote that political guy. You remember James Carville from President Clinton's advisor, what he said, you know, which the economy is stupid.
Absolutely. Okay, you'll be back with us coming up on Thursday morning this week, filling in for Lee that day. So how can folks reach you before then?
Yeah, you reach us here locally, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, My Financial Sense. And, yeah, just a little teaser for Thursday's radio report. I'll talk about the country that bought us the phrase, let them eat cake.
Okay.
Last thing I want to mention, Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered to Cetera Advisory Networks, and Cetera Advisory Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, try to have some cake today.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you coming up on Thursday. Let's get an update on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB.
Hey guys, I'm Tom Welling. I used to play Clark Kent on Smallville.
I'm Michael Rosenbaum. I used to play Lex Luthor on Smallville. Join us every week as we go back.
Way back.
I'm excited.
I know.
Are you?
Can't wait.
Join Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum every week as they rewind every episode of Smallville and discuss their experiences with friends, fans, and co-stars. Talkville. the ultimate Smallville podcast. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts or watch on YouTube.